Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, we call today Feel Good Friday, so I'm trying to stick to that, you know?
I like it.
He died and passed away 76 years old.
76.
O.J. Simpson.
Died of cancer.
Prostate cancer. And that is his family making the announcement.
Oh, no.
Condolences to all of you out there holding private remembrances in your home or thereabouts, vigils for the life and the loss of O.J. Simpson. Spiegs and Anthony Herron here on 670 The Score. I don't know of another American life that touched on as many aspects of what it is to be successful and to have a fall from grace in this country as O.J. Simpson. The beginnings of his story exploding onto the sports scene. Such an incredibly handsome and magnetic young man and then man.
Very charismatic.
Oh, unbelievable. And then the crossover into advertising. I remember being a little kid and watching the Hertz commercial of him you know, hurtling over rows of chairs, running to his flight, and becoming the comic actor. Tanny had it all in The Goodfellas yesterday, him as a broadcaster. And then, of course, that time he murdered his wife and a waiter and got away with it, and how that resonated with me at that point. You know, when that trial was happening, I'm 24 in Chicago, working and playing gigs all around in the Lincoln Park area, living there, and just kind of, but just watching the entire thing play out. And then we're talking about decades more, 30 more years of relevance, getting busted as he did for what he got busted for, going to jail, coming out, having a resurgence as a social media star, and being one of those people that you're watching walk around the world like, how the hell is he walking around the world? Just all of it. Yeah. Every aspect of American life. I don't know of many American lives that compared to it in terms of embodying the fullness of our existence.
Right. The only other kind of comp or approximation, and you know, Tonya Harding was never as big a deal as OJ, but at her peak, at the height of her infamy, there were some similarities there where just kind of everyone in the cosmos had a comment on Tonya Harding.
Mm-hmm.
And is she going to be America's sweetheart via the Olympics? And oh no, she's kind of become America's thug because of how things went down with Nancy Kerrigan.
But then
it was around the same time frame.
It's a good one, but imagine if she had like a couple decades of media relevance before the bad news.
She tried to keep, like, she was doing some boxing for a little bit, some reality TV. She tried to keep it rolling a little bit, and then she faded away.
I mean, where do we have to go? Like, you know history in the world. We're talking about Charles Lindbergh here, you know, like true heroes who then, like, I'm pretty sure he kidnapped and killed his own kid, by the way, Lindbergh baby. I'm going to break that story right here on 670 The Score.
Save it for the Aaron Rodgers podcast.
I will.
Yeah, can you say allegedly, please, just to protect the show?
Okay, fine. But like Fatty Arbuckle, if we're going to go back even further, like we're talking about true giants who then fell from grace but like maintained a presence. It's crazy what OJ truly represents when you think about the sports business and the media business.
I feel like you just made the name Fatty Arbuckle up.
Oh, no.
Is that a real person?
No, Fatty Arbuckle was like a great and famous entertainer who killed some people.
Like, I was searching my brain, looking at you for a minute, just trying to think, like, all right, I feel like I should know who Fatty Arbuckle is, but I don't.
Yeah, no, it's way back.
Okay.
I'm sure it's too obscure for a lot of people. I apologize. Yeah.
Well, no, I wanted to go there with you. I was like, no, I don't think I can.
A texter says, Donald Trump. That is an excellent name in terms of the pantheon of what we're talking about.
Right.
I mean, I remember Trump as like the Robert Robber Baron of the USFL in the 80s with Herschel Walker and Doug Flutie on the New Jersey Generals.
Just a goofball rich guy. Oh, you get all kind of shit and laugh talking about it.
It was so obvious.
Hey, Tanny, don't clip Speak saying Donald Trump. That's an excellent name. Don't clip that. Don't bring it back. He
I
didn't
don't know
say
if I like
it.
That line, but there's a little twist to it.
He's the guy from Home Alone 2.
Right, he's that guy. He's money, money, money. Guy.
I mean, seriously, like this is we're talking about some of the
everybody
legendary.
Saying you're fired. Couldn't get
right.
enough of it.
So it's been compelling to just think about and like. Yeah. There's a million different things. Like, how did it resonate with you? Pick whatever moment of that saga and tell me like where you were and what the thought process was for you.
Like as a teenager at the time, not having the full scope of kind of the depth of what it all meant, but certainly being old enough to just kind of understand what was going on and how it just gripped everyone. And just think how it all those moments with OJ in the mid-90s end up spawning reality TV because there was this wall-to-wall coverage of everything that happened. They break into the NBA Finals while that's going on.
June 17th, 1994.
I mean, just the biggest series going on at that moment
you
in
bet.
Sports is happening. They break into that with OJ coverage. And then the way the nation was gripped by it, and then you get Court TV and True TV and reality TV and everything else, and now you get these 24-hour news networks
you're
that
right.
are born from that moment
it's an
because
excellent
of
point.
How big a deal O.J. Simpson was and continued to be.
That coverage completely impacted news coverage for decades to come and in perpetuity. Like, I wonder, what was first with, like, every news network having breaking news like at the bottom. It feels like that was part of the emergence of that style and that
folks
draw.
Just could not get enough of it, and it could occupy news magazines. It could occupy legitimate news shows.
Yeah.
It could occupy pop culture.
A couple of good names.
Programming.
A couple of good names here on the text line. Mike Tyson. When you think about the youth with which. When Tyson hit the scene, like the excitement of that and the awe-inspiring nature of that, and obviously the fall from grace. And then, I mean, the one-man show that Mike Tyson did is unbelievably compelling. It's incredible
I mean,
stuff.
Between the two.
And still here
point,
he is now.
Right.
You know,
just a truly recovered member of society who's he's gone back to fighting. He's
intense.
Doing his shows
That's
on
a
Broadway,
good one.
Everything else you're talking about.
How about Pete Rose, texter says. Pete Rose, like the athletic peak. And then the fall from grace, and then continued relevance as he tries to fight his way back. And don't forget, he was on TV covering baseball with Fox a couple years ago, and he was awesome. He was great and weird, and he was like that funny, odd uncle on the set. Seriously, him and A-Rod and Big Frank, that had serious potential as like an NBA on TNT version of a baseball show.
Yeah.
It had potential, but then... I don't know. Pete was too weird, and you know what the correlation is with Pete Rose? Pete Rose, and I told this story a few weeks ago. If you asked him, he would and has autographed a baseball. It says, "I'm sorry, I bet on baseball," and he's done that.
Okay,
$300. He said to a friend of mine.
Oh yeah,
and so he's done that. OJ wrote a freaking book called "If I Did It."
If I did it.
If I did it, man. Yeah. That's the first thing I thought about. Was like, and if, has anybody gone back and looked at the cover of If I Did It? Have you looked at that, Tanny, or have you seen that flash across your timeline?
Yeah, I saw it last night on the timeline when people were recirculating that Chris Myers interview.
Oh, yeah. The If is really small. It's small, and it's black on the colored letters. I think, believe it, the red letters, but the if is so small, it makes the I look like a lowercase I. Like, you don't even realize that's what it is. So it's literally, he wrote a book and handed it to you and says, "I did it. Here you go."
Do you see the book he's working on already?
No.
It's called If I Died.
Oh wow. See? Oh.
Co-written by his friend Charlie. Remember Charlie?
Charlie Hustle.
No. OJ's like
Charlie's alter ego.
In the whole "If I Did It," you know, universe, it was like there was a guy named Charlie that was there.
Man,
oddly enough, stuff. Real talk. Chris Myers stole a pair of black gloves from me one time. Many years ago. I'm 100%
very
serious.
Ironic.
Did they fit?
100% serious.
Did they fit? Because if they don't fit,
well,
you know what you got to do.
You know how the sentence ends there. But yeah,
you know exactly
enough, that's the way to bring the Chris Myers portion of that full circle. Stolen from in the sidelines of a college football game at one point.
You know, that's awesome. A couple of good names coming in. Not a sports figure, but Bill Cosby. Yeah, I mean, that's a pretty amazing life when you think about it. It's a pretty incredible life with the fall from grace right
I
there in the
middle.
I see
a couple of texters checked in with Tiger Woods.
That's a great call.
I use Tiger Woods as what I marvel at about LeBron, because both guys over a similar frame of time here have been like the teen wonderkind types. And yes. then, you know, LeBron has never had like that public fall from grace for anything off the playing surface or right. anything like that. Whereas Tiger multiple times.
Tiger, oh my God.
We thought Tiger died in car wrecks a couple of times mm-hmm. here. And yet here he is. He's playing in the Masters again this weekend.
So uniquely American. And appreciate the submissions. Any others that come to your mind along the way, put them in the text line and we will keep percolating. The manager of the Chicago Cubs talks to Parkins and Spiegel once every 2 weeks. It is time for Craig Counsell next, right here on The Score.